9 illegal immigrants are suing Walmart and some of its contractors for back pay. They are among hundreds of illegal employees of cleaning agencies arrested in a recent sweep of Walmart stores. Walmart says it didn't know the cleaning agency workers were in the country illegally. Commentator Ruben Navarrete predicts that's an argument we'll hear more of.
As if lawyers hadn't dreamt up enough strategies to help people duck responsibility for their actions, now we have the Walmart defense. A company is not liable for anything a subcontractor does wrong, like, oh, hiring illegal immigrants. Last month, federal agents raided 60 Walmarts around the country, arresting 250 employees who were in the U.S. illegally. Walmart says it did nothing wrong because most of those arrested work for private cleaning companies. Federal authorities reportedly say that Walmart executives knew its contractors hired illegal immigrants and that the companies had a record of doing just that. Walmart denies that, and it's a safe bet the mega company will beat this rap. Tyson Foods was acquitted earlier this year of running an alien smuggling operation. It said its executives had no idea that hundreds of workers being served up by an outside labor contractor were illegal. Now you can probably expect other companies to start hiding behind contractors and subcontractors. Some of them may decide up front that they don't want to know if workers are illegal. If a company deliberately turns a blind eye to workers it has reason to believe may be in the country illegally, that company has circumvented the law. The mystery is that Americans who seem to have very little sympathy for illegal immigrants don't seem to consider hiring them to be such a big deal, and certainly nowhere near a crime. How could it be in a country where so many people are doing it? Until we start getting tough with employers, we'll always have illegal immigrants. We need a better and tougher federal law. A company that benefits from labor should pay the penalty when the laborers turn out to be illegal. Companies that make a practice of flouting immigration law should be held criminally responsible. No excuses and no blame shifting. Otherwise, some of America's richest companies will continue to wash their hands of the illegal immigration mess faster than you can say plausible deniability. Attention, Walmart executives. The soap is on aisle 5.
The comments of Ruben Navarrete, an editorial writer for the Dallas Morning News and a nationally syndicated columnist.